Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hiya! It's me, exactly as that person just said. I'm Harriet Rose and this is FUBAR Radio. Very excited to be kicking off the show with a brand new track from Ash Nico, who we absolutely adore on this show. It's called Tantrum and I haven't even heard it yet. So this is going to be the first time I'm listening to it. I've seen clips of it, so I sort of basically have heard it. But I wanted to play this to you because we love her. I hope everyone's doing okay. I've got loads of antibacterial wipes here in the studio. I'm literally wiping absolutely everything I can get my hands on.
On the TV, freeway dirt bike popping wheelies. They wanna keep it PG, all their daughters wanna be me. I'm Georgia Peachy, believe me. Head out the window, it's breezy. They up my ass like bikinis. I'm not nice, I'm a meanie.
I can relate to that. I love a tantrum. Also love Ash Nico, obsessed with this gal. That's her new song. She's just really taking the world by storm right now. I don't know if anyone saw her at the Brit Awards, but she came with two of her... she's had a video with these guys before. They've got like masks on and they just followed her around and it was super creepy, but also super great as well. And we just love her. She's taking over the world. It's funny that she kind of moved to the UK to do her thing and like everybody has just... completely taken to her in the UK and we're obsessed with her. I'm very happy about it, to be honest. I hope everyone's doing okay. Obviously, everyone's freaking out about coronavirus right now. But it's kind of nice because people are talking to me on the tube about it. And I feel like it's bringing people together, which is bizarre because it really shouldn't be. Because that is literally the opposite of what people would like you to do. But let's focus on the music for now, guys. We've got a lot of guests coming in today's show. Black Gold is going to be here. Leo is going to be here. Aiko, Frankie Zolfarino and Daya. So stay tuned. Plus, we're playing loads of brand new bangers. This next one is from Brockhampton's most recent album, Ginger, which came out last summer. They've done a remix, very interesting remix. Really excited for you to hear this one. It's Sugar, the track, and it's a remix with Dua Lipa. Massive Dua Lipa fan, huge Brockhampton fan. I'm just obsessed with this track, and I think you all will be too.
It's 7 o'clock on the door, I'm in the truck tonight. You're dragged on a dashboard. So tell me what I'm to do. Whenever I miss you,
tell me, do you love me?
Spending all my nights alone waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. Know it's hard, but we need each other.
I move mountains on my own, don't need nobody's help. I've been looking after me. watch my back. Loving me and it keeps hurting me. I hate it when I lose control over my heart. You know you really turned me on right from the start. Just to hear you call my name, I call to God. Selfishly, I keep it all for me. Usually I don't wait too long, but for you I might.
Spending all my nights alone, waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for, tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. I know it's hard, but we need each other. I don't wanna peek and see you out. Press up on my body like no doubt. I don't want this moving too fast.
Make your man and say,
spending all my nights alone, waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for, tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. Know it's hard, but we need each other.
Show me how I should have been patient for. Pour some more of your sugar on me. Show me all the sweet things you got in store.
Beautiful. That is the remix of Brockhampton's Sugar from their last album. And yeah, it's from the album Ginger. So go and check out Ginger if you haven't already. Plus, it features Ryan Beatty and John B as well. There's even a video for it. So go check it out. I mean, it's a static sort of video with it's like quite chill, but there's still a video. So yeah. Also, Dua Lipa's released the video for Physical, which is incredible. If you haven't seen it already, she just keeps getting better and better. I can't even. And also don't know how her hair looks that nice all the time. It's very, very difficult to achieve. I don't know how she does it. Yeah, go and check out the video. She's absolutely smashing it. Also, new album must be imminent for her, right? Come on. So much new music to play for you today. It's just a real moment in time. I feel like as well, because everything's going to go into lockdown probably quite soon, we're going to need these music releases. We're going to need this stuff to keep us going, so it's very important that we play all the new music on this show. We've got Black Gold coming in the studio in a little minute, but before that, Marsicans, who will be back in the studio very soon, who are absolutely smashing it. They are doing so incredibly well. They've announced their debut album, Ursa Major, which is out May 22nd on Killing Moon Records. And they've also been touring, and they're going to do a headline UK tour in October 2020. And it's a real shame, actually, because they were confirmed to play South by Southwest. And they couldn't get their money back. So they've gone, which I think is awesome. They've gone, to enjoy it because they knew that they kind of weren't going to get their money back, and they'd spent so much. I mean, I just feel so awful for all the artists and the bands that have put their own hard-earned money into this trip, and obviously now it's going to be really, really, well, it's just a really tough time for artists like that. And I hope, you know, I've seen a lot of events coming up where people are putting on events in sort of like instead of South by Southwest, but it's just such a shame, such a shame. But big up to the Maskins boys. This is their new song. It's called Juliet. We are trying to get them back into the studio, but they are literally so busy. Not never too busy for us, of course, but have a listen to Juliet.
Sleep on, still never knowing. Out of Juliet, I remember the times we've spent together. It's out for a curtsy, earth's a major. I've seen, but I can't be a. Tomorrow I'll figure it out.
Presents. Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Hyphen.
Yes.
How
yes.
you doing, bro?
Thank you for having me.
Marcel's got a problem that we don't. Yeah, kind of like
all right, so basically my girlfriend's been like playing pranks on me. I need a good prank to play on my girlfriend. What do you suggest?
I think you should go into the room, like say 3 or 4 in the morning, and just like have pots and pans on your head and just like bang them. No clothes. Pot and pan on hair, just banging away. Oh, God. There you go. I'm just getting too into
this. Just breaking cameras, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, there's an absurd element to it. There's like a you'll wake her up. I think, hopefully she's not listening.
It's a good
that's a very good one. I'm going to write this one down.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh, I can't understand why you don't understand me.
The Steps, Heim, that comes from their very hotly anticipated third album, Women in Music Part 3, which follows 2017 Something to Tell You. It's going to come out on April 24th, and it's collaborating with Paul Thomas Anderson, who they've worked with a lot before. It's produced by Danielle from Heim and Rostam Batmanglij. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Batmanglij and Ariel Reichstad. And you can see the artwork online. It's them in a gun shop. Very excited for this. And it's just, yeah, I don't know, really excited to get more from Heim. Because every time I've seen them live, it's been one of the most fun gigs. And I just think they're real vibe. Like, I saw them at Glastonbury and they were so, so good. We've got Leo in the studio in a little minute. So before that, let's play the brand new one from H and AJ Tracy. I've been seeing a lot of interviews with these two guys talking about this track, and I just really like their energy together. Also, I feel like at such a young age, H has got such a sort of good vibe about him in terms of the way he feels. And like I saw him talking about grime and the art of grime and how he feels like his generation don't care about grime, and actually they care about that, like, as in original, what grime originated as, Wiley, you know, starting vibes. And actually, if you can't accept the elevation of what grime has become, then there's kind of no place for you in that industry, which I found quite interesting. But this track is also an absolute banger. This is Rain.
Say my name. First class flight to LA. As soon as I land, build a paper plane. Soon touch back in the ends. 110 on the M, trying to take a chance. Big fat stack in my bag. When I unzip that, finna make it rain.
Call when we run down, it's rain. Right wrist and left wrist, that's rain. She said, walk on, what's going on? Why am I wet? Yeah, that's rain. Call when we run down, it's rain. Right wrist and left wrist, that's rain. She said, walk on, what's going on? Why am I wet? Yeah, that's rain. Me and R kid doing up money, gal on curry, neck McFlurry. When you slap your seats, that's funny. Jeans say, please be a bank, says bummy. I was loony before I made shoes, now I'm AJ, but my AP's Bugs Bunny. Big boogers on my watch, that's runny. No drip, but I flick this man, hurry. I got a galley of dreams on the knees in my inbox, tryna call AJ honey. I go tape, make it rain or sunny. I came from the dirt, so we keep shit muddy. Arabic dial, big rocks is flooded. See me, the Habibtees, them love it. All up on a pitch, can't tame, man, shoving. Look gloving, run jokes, get blooded. These kicks on my feet from Virgil, no Van Dyke, I'm on slime like Keenan. Bro, got a cannon, no banging, no reason. Since 08, it's been get money season. So I got, let's get it. Spent man's drip on a Joe Tech credit. Got smoke for the ops, but they think that's dead it. Snake show skin around me and get shedded.
I said, say my name. First class flight to LA. As soon as I land, build a paper plane. Soon touch back in the ends. 110 on the M, trying to take a chance. Big fat stack in my bag. When I unzip that, finna make it rain.
Call when we run down, it's rain. Right wrist and left wrist, that's rain. She said, walk on, what's going on? Why am I wet? Yeah, that's rain. Call when we run down, it's rain. Right wrist and left wrist, that's rain. She said, walk on, what's going on? Why am I wet? Yeah, that's rain.
Yeah. Sick of some rappers and that, but I stay doing me, never cap on the track. Jill out, pack in a bag, then I throw up at M, got a map on my back. She make it clap for the snap, yeah, the bat wasn't bad, but there's no way I'm tackling that. I'm with your gal and some yak in the gaff, bro, trying to stack in the trap. Said I'm too young, got my games all taught, but she got bust down like AJ's chain. Psycho drama, the bitch like Dave, yo, what can I say when the brain's insane? 10 for the two-tone subby and 10 for the new blue face when I rate and playing. Still come through and make it rain, turn up, stay lit, burn up, get paid. Two peng ones giving my stress, I delete them both, I'm so indecisive. Next gal trying to attack, man, going on crazy, but I think I like it. More time, I lose my head, but then I get stressed, got so hard to find it. Think I got time for a side chick, no way, this not riding in my whip. I said, say my name. First class flight to LA, as soon as I land, build a paper plane. Soon touch back in the ends, 110 on the M, trying to take a chance. Big fat stack in my bag, when I unzip that, finna make it rain.
Call when we run down, it's rain. Right wrist and left wrist, that's rain. She said, walk on, what's going on? Why am I wet? Yeah, that's rain. Call when we run down, it's rain. Right wrist and left wrist, that's rain. She said, walk on, what's going on? Why am I wet? Yeah, that's rain.
Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got our first guest of the day in, and he goes by the name Vice Beats.
I've not been on Twitter for years, so like I've now remembered that exists.
So what, did you just find out about Brexit and all that?
Yeah, I know it was. Yeah, there was, everyone was like the B word. I was like, what are you on about? Oh, what is this? So like apparently something's going on.
Yeah.
Like,
there's this thing now called being woke as well. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah,
you
I
missed
heard of
that. Wow. You missed
so
that.
So I just thought I'd been awake, and then someone was like,
cancel culture.
Are you woke?
You
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's been great.
Joey Page.
I'm delighted to have Craig from Flying Vinyl in the studio. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's a music subscription service where you send people a monthly subscription of vinyl.
Yeah, I bought a box set for you as well.
Oh, bless you.
Recently, our product got banned from China briefly because we had the revolution written on the front of the box. They didn't like that.
Oh.
It was music and it hasn't been vetted by the Chinese authorities.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
I know.
Did you just like recover it and send it out?
Yeah. It's not like revolution against the government, but
access all areas.
And we have our final guest. You know him.
Do you know how much I love this guy?
Well, he's here on the phone right now. Hello, David McIntosh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
We love you on TV, David. Are you going to do more of this? Because I'd love to see you in the jungle. I think you'd be like the proper Tarzan.
Oh, I'm not. I would, but is the jungle a test for me? I would love it, do you know what I mean? But is it a test?
Could you cope with all the bugs crawling all over you?
You know what? I couldn't.
See, I would like to see.
I love that. Have you been out with a few snakes? So you'll be fine. I didn't say that.
Yes! You know, you're right, you've got it. High five, you're high fiving right now.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
Leo's in the studio. How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very, very good. So tell me a little bit about the name Leo. I want to hear about it. Where did it come from? How? Because I'm a Leo.
Okay, me too.
I've got my two up. Got my producers in my ear. I love you. She hates me today. She thinks I've got corona, that's why. Okay, sorry, back to you. I've got a Leo tattoo on my arm and everything, because that's what the kind of things Leos do, yeah.
I'm thinking of getting one, but I can't actually decide what to get. So
there's mine, a lion.
I was looking at something just like that.
Don't copy me.
I'm going to.
Good. Tell me a little bit about where the name came from.
Okay, I've always loved the name Leo. I always said I was going to call my firstborn child Leo, and I basically just got there first.
Okay.
I am a Leo. Everything's just aligned very nicely.
But it's Leo.
Leo. Yeah.
With two L's.
Yeah, basically when I was coming up with the name, if I could have done it with one L, I would have done it with one L. But then I Googled Leo and you're never going to find me in like a million years. So I was like, do you know what? Shove another L on the front and we'll be done.
Perfect. Gorgeous.
So, yeah.
That's fantastic. So tell me what does being a Leo represent to you? If it must be something quite strong if you named yourself after it.
So people who know me are like, oh yeah, it makes sense that you're a Leo because you're like quite strong-willed, quite stubborn, quite passionate about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, I don't know, it's people who just give it some, you know?
Give it some oomph.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Strong-willed. I go for it.
Tell me a bit about your debut track. It's called Problem.
It's called Problems,
Are you the problem or is someone else the problem?
So basically, I wrote Problems about, you know that thing where you drink loads and loads?
I may have heard of it.
Yeah, maybe once or twice in
your
life. Yeah. So it's basically about waking up the next day and being like, why did I do that? Like,
oh,
I feel
yeah.
so miserable. So it's funny because people think it's about a relationship. And I think the song is written in a way where...
You could think it was about...
Yeah, 100%. And there have been a few articles written where they're like, oh, it's about toxic love. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you want to interpret
it. If you'd like it to be.
Yeah, it can be whatever you want. But I wrote it about basically getting wasted and really regretting it the next day. But I guess it's about doing anything too much and just taking it way too far. So it could be alcohol, could be drugs, could be, I don't know, eating burgers.
Which, if anything...
That's the killer.
Beneficial to eat more of. So is it problem or problems?
Problems.
Because you've done it a few times.
I've done it multiple times.
Oh, mate.
I know. We've all been there.
Do you write about relationship stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Because you're in a relationship, right?
I am, yeah.
So how does that go? because obviously it's a bit like, we've written a song about you. Mm-hmm. And what if it was a song like, you're quite annoying sometimes, and it really annoys me when you leave do this and leave your pants on the floor. Like, does that ever happen, or do you keep it quite sort of non-personal?
No, I think it's very personal. I think my stuff coming out this year is, I don't want to use the word shocking because I think that's too much, but I think it's very honest and very raw. And I think, yeah, people are going to know like the ins and outs of my life over the last year through these next tracks this year.
How does your partner feel about that?
I think she's okay with it. I think she's okay. I've played her the songs like loads of times. She's heard them for ages. And
she's sick of it. She's like, I'm done. I can't be bothered.
Honestly, I play her a new one. She's like, yeah, whatever. Move on.
Honestly, can't listen to any more of this.
Just shut up, Leo. I hate you. I hate you.
This is going to be the start of a wonderful end of your relationship, isn't it?
It's going to be a real decline.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry. But listen, at least your career's going well.
It's true, right?
You've actually spoken in the past about not wanting to be defined by your sexuality. Mm-hmm. But it is something that you are open about.
Yeah.
So how do you go about doing both?
I think there's a really fine line to tread. And for me, it's hard because I want to be that voice and I want to be that person, but I also don't want to be pigeonholed, which is what happens massively. And I think in a way it's nice, like it's a positive thing because mm-hmm. people are interested and they care. And if they can tell you care and you're willing to speak up, it means you're authentic. Do you know what I mean? But then there are people who maybe aren't LGBTQ and they don't get it or they don't care enough, and then they just kind of write you off. So for me, it's just I just try and convey the fact that it's a part of me, it's not all of me, you know? And like my songs, anyone can sing along to my songs, anyone can relate to them, no matter who you're into, like what gender or whatever. Like I think I'm like relatable to a certain extent without just being like really bland, you know? It's still specific to me, and I'm an LGBTQ gal, but other people can relate as well. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
I don't want to put people off, which is sad that even has to be a thought, but it's true.
It's interesting because I think now, especially now, because I had Emily Burns in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about gay stuff and gay stuff.
Gay.
And I just think the opposite. I think it's a USP. I think it's something that makes people more interested.
Yeah, I think so.
I totally understand because I'm not in the music industry. I mean, I am, but I'm not in this. I'm not a singer.
Not a singer, yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. But from my perspective, it definitely makes an artist more interesting to me. But then again, I am queer. So
exactly.
It's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
This is the thing. And so for me, I know there are loads of artists that I love more because they're gay. You know? And
like who?
Oh my God. Well, for me, growing up, so Lady Gaga, obviously, I just absolutely was in awe of her anyway. Yeah. And then she did all the gay rights, everything. And I was like, I love you so much.
Yeah.
You're my idol forever. But I think maybe if you're not LGBT, that bit wouldn't have had so much of an impact as it did for me, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's a funny one, but
she's doing all right for herself, though.
She's doing okay. You know,
she's all right.
Maybe
she
can learn a thing or two from me.
Well,
maybe
maybe.
Because I, if anything, have been there, done that. I got the t-shirt.
Yeah, mate, you know it.
She's doing well, but she's kind of lagging compared to me.
Yeah,
you know,
she's behind.
Where is she? I didn't want to be the one to say it. You said it first, not me.
Tell me about your next single because you just talked about it off air. Are you allowed to tell me anything about the next single?
I mean, I don't have anyone telling me I can't. So, yeah.
So,
it's called Trust Issues. And it's basically about having big old trust issues and making big old mistakes.
Is this one about relationships, though?
Yeah. This one's about relationships.
Because, let's be clear, it is about being in a relationship with someone, not about getting drunk. Or maybe about potatoes. We never know.
You'll never know.
Because I do like that, like, about songs. It's like, it's about what you make it. But in this specific one, Trust Issues.
Yeah, it's a very personal one. It's about, like, yeah, like relationships and stuff. But I've got songs about all sorts of things coming out this year. There's a track called BD Energy, which is about having big dick energy.
I think I've got big dick energy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a BD Energy off.
Have you got big dick energy?
I've been told I do, but I don't see it in myself. But you see it in yourself, which is interesting.
It's because I've been told that I've got masculine energy. Like, I look feminine, but I've got masculine energy.
I feel like we're on the same page, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a
BD,
a BD, BD
off. That'd be fun. I'm excited to hear the song about Big Dick Energy.
Thank you. I'll send it to you.
I think there's nothing wrong with a big bit of Big Dick Energy.
I don't think there is either. And loads of people have got it. But as far as I'm aware, no one's written a song about it yet. So explicitly.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be released in time for Pride Month. So I was like, oh, do you gorgeous. Know what? Gay it up.
Are you doing anything for Pride? Performance-wise?
Yeah, so I'm playing a few different Prides. I'm not letting people know which ones yet. Because I might break the internet. You know?
Oh shit! You know? Be careful.
So I've got a big responsibility.
Yeah.
So I need to be careful with.
But
the
you
power.
Are going to be gaying it up across the country, performing.
Across Europe and maybe the world.
Can I shock you?
Go on.
I've never been to Pride.
What?
I know.
What do you mean?
Been gay for ages, and I've
no
been to Pride.
Pride.
Yep.
Can you tell by my face I'm genuinely processing it?
Yes, I can, but it's not actually a deliberate thing. It's because I'm always DJing the weekends
okay.
of Pride.
My girlfriend's like that as well.
So I'm actually to the point where I'm like, am I even gay?
Mm. Do you qualify?
I don't know.
I don't think you do. How long have you been
I'm
out
on the
for?
Straight side of queer now.
It's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah, it's quite scary
need
to be honest.
Need to rectify that. Quickly.
Very scary.
This year, don't do any DJing.
Yeah, I mean, especially with coronavirus coming up, I'm just going to cancel all my own gigs.
Stop it. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. Well, that's the thing. Like, I was speaking to some people and they were saying a lot of the Prides are potentially going to be cancelled.
No.
So maybe you won't even get your chance this year. Maybe it's not meant to be.
Oh, crikey. Maybe I'm not even gay. Okay. we're going to do a performance, aren't we? When I say we, I mean you.
Yeah, we. You're on the choreography and backing vocals.
Yes. Oh, you're taking your ring off. Getting ready.
I am. Do you know what? It's really annoying. Like, I wear these bracelets and rings and stuff and then I actually can't. I can't wear them when I play guitar.
Because I know, it's a hard life, hun.
You know, don't you?
I do. I have to take my rings on and
it's
off.
It's the same when you play your violin, your
when
bassoon.
I play the flute.
Do you actually play the flute?
No.
Okay, right.
I do not. And I wouldn't, even if I could, because Lizzo would be better than me.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I don't want to try and compete with Lizzo, because what would be the point in
You've
that?
You've got a serious competition.
In it. So are we all set up? Do Natalie King, do we need a mic for her guitar, or is it fine? No, perfect.
Okay, shall I like move this down a bit so I get a bit of both?
Yeah.
Is that responsible?
Be a responsible adult.
I'm so responsible. Look at me.
Oh, don't break it. Leo is now going to perform her brand new single, Problems. And then actually, I've got some great news. After this, we have got your new single that we're going to play. Which is an exclusive because it's not even out yet.
This is the best day of my whole life.
So I'm going to shut up now and let you sing.
All right. Get ready with the choreography. Okay. I thought you'd be the answer to my problems. You seem kind of cool and I couldn't let it go. When I'm with you, I lose my inhibitions. I do things I'd never do. My bloodstream is full of you. I just need a few days and I'll be back on track. But together you make me feel better and then we fall right off the edge again, yeah. You're not who I thought you were. You're my big mistake. It's just getting worse and worse with every dose I take. And you're supposed to make me feel better, but we always take it too far. I just don't like who you really are. Ooh, I don't like who you really are. Yeah, I don't like who you really are. You know I'm addicted to the feeling. Even if I walk away, I'll come back, I just don't change. It's not clear without the double vision. I'm questioning myself, why do I do this to myself? I just need a few days and I'll be back on track. But together you make me feel better and then we fall right off the edge again, yeah. You're not who I thought you were, you're my big mistake. It's just getting worse and worse with every dose I take. And you're supposed to make me feel better, but we always take it too far. And I just don't like who you really are. Nah, ooh, ooh.
I don't like who you really are. Yeah, I don't like who you really are. Yeah, I keep coming back to you. All I want is you, and I breathe for you, and I need you, and I hate you, and I hate you. You're not who I thought you were. You're my big mistake. And it's just getting worse and worse with every dose I take. Yeah. And you're supposed to make me feel better, but we always take it too far. And I just don't like who you really are. Yeah, ooh, ooh. I don't like who you really are. Yeah, I don't like who you really are. Yeah, yeah. I don't like who you really are. Yeah, I don't like who you really are. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my voice broke like a 14-year-old boy then. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
It was really nice. Also sounds really nice because obviously I've heard it in song form.
Full production mode.
But it sounds lovely in acoustic.
Do you know what? That's what everyone says all the time. And I'm like, great. Should I just become an acoustic singer?
No, but maybe you should release an acoustic version, honey.
Can I let you know? Came out this morning.
Oh, well,
came out
boom.
At midnight. There we go.
Drops the bomb.
Bang.
There it is. Wow. Well, congratulations. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Are you going to be out and about showing everyone a bit about who Leo is? Like doing performances?
Yeah. So basically, we're leaving it a little bit until we do the first show, but there is going to be one in April.
Great. So not long.
No, not that long. So end of April. So I got, yeah, my new track coming out next month. And then there's a track called The Internet, which is going to be out after that. And so it all basically lines up.
What's that about?
The internet.
I know that sounds like a stupid question because it's obviously about the internet.
It's not.
But, oh, okay.
No, it's not a stupid question. I mean, it's about food. No, so basically the lyric is like, I waste all my time on the internet looking at the clothes I can't afford yet. I fantasize about the girls I haven't fucked with yet. So it's very honest. But
naughty.
Yeah, so it's basically like, I don't know, I feel like the internet, we just spend all our lives on social media just scrolling.
Correct.
And scrolling mindlessly, and it just makes us anxious and it makes us jealous of other people and it just makes us feel shit, I think, in general. So I just wrote a song about it. So, yeah, but that's not the next one, that's the one after
well,
that.
Well, let's talk about this next one that we're going to play in a second. So this is called Trust Issues.
Yeah.
And it is about, by the way, I totally see as well, because when you, like, hearing it with you literally performing it in front of me, mm-hmm. I can much more see the kind of reasons why people would see problems as both romantic but also the relationship with booze is it, you know, you can see both.
Yeah, 100%. It's like some people have been like, is it about an abusive relationship?
Yeah.
And I say,
but it
thankfully
is
not,
but it is,
yeah,
in a way,
but
because
it is with a substance. Yeah, exactly. And I think, yeah, like it could be about, yeah, anything that you just go too far and just like ruin your body for a bit, you know. So yeah, it can be about anything, but I just wrote it about alcohol, but yeah, it could be about anything.
Trust Issues.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. And is it about your girlfriend?
No. So it's about a relationship.
Okay.
That I... Do you like how I'm being very vague?
Mm-hmm. I like the way you're... Because no one can see what your face is doing, which is quite shy.
I could be a politician.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, it's about a relationship. And in that relationship, I, like, made some bad mistakes and did some really stupid things. And
oh, were you naughty? Naughty,
yeah.
Leo.
Yeah, and I hurt her a lot. And I...
Is that the Leo in you coming out?
It is. Stupid bastard Leo.
Stupid bastard Leo.
Bloody bastard.
Oh, you bloody bastard.
But yeah, so that's what the track's about. So yeah, I did a... Do you know what? It's so weird saying this, like, not just to one person. Like,
yeah.
People can hear this.
Yeah, lots of people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm owning it and I'm just being honest about it. And I'm just saying, I did this thing. It was a really long time ago and it hurt a lot of people. And it's about that whole situation.
I think owning that is so powerful and important.
Yeah.
And everybody makes mistakes.
100%. No one's perfect. Like, and I think it's part of the growing process. And some of these things you have to do to then realise, like, oh my God, I never want to do that ever again.
Yeah.
You know, and
did you cheat? Is that what it's about? You don't have to answer that, but is it about something similar to that vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was such a long time ago, and like I've moved on, and I'm in a completely different situation now.
But also, I think there is something to be said for because like I've just recently become, not that recently anymore, but I became single and have been dating. And even in the 6 months where I've been dating, yeah. I've done things where I'm like, oh, okay, like in the next relationship, I won't do that again.
Yeah, and some of these things you have to do to know you never want to do them again.
Yeah,
you know, like. But yeah, that was just my situation.
Well, good for you for being open and honest and owning your failures, because I think this world that we live in now is all about owning your failures.
It's true. And I think as well, like, it's something that not a lot of people talk about. Like, every song I listen to, it's like, oh, you cheated on me. You did this. You did that. But actually, sometimes it's good to own up and be like, I was the bad guy.
Do you know you what? Know? Do you know who else has done that? Go Usher. On. Did it very well.
Well, we're very similar.
This is my confession.
There we go.
He told everyone about shagging that other woman and getting her pregnant.
Yeah, which is exactly what I've done.
Yeah.
I got someone else pregnant.
Yeah, you know? Naughty fuck. Keep it in your pants, Leo, okay? Keep it in your pants.
Oh, my God. But yeah, so that's what it's about, basically. And it's very honest. And I think some of the tracks this year will come out and people will be like, you're an idiot. Like, I really, really do think some people will.
Good for you, man.
Me.
I'm excited to hear them. And I think wearing your heart on your sleeve is not only powerful, it's brave. And also, we like it because everyone loves to know other people's business.
It's true. Everyone loves the goss.
Yeah, we love the goss. We love the goss. All right, babe. Well, we're going to play a very exclusive track that no one else has heard
ever in the whole world.
Never.
Not even me. I haven't heard it yet.
Do you even know what this song is?
I know what it's about, but I've never actually heard it.
No, you sang it, but you had ear plugs in.
Yeah. So yeah, and they just recorded me, mastered it, and that was it.
Yeah, and you were just like, bye.
Yeah.
Well, we're all an honoured people to be listening then.
There you go.
Even you.
Even me. I'm absolutely delighted.
Leo, will you introduce your next single, which is not out yet, and it's exclusive to FUBAR Radio, please.
Hi, my name's Leo, and this is Trust Issues.
Look at us now, look at where we are. I'm beside you in the same bed, but we never felt more apart. I'm trying to make it up to you, it's gonna take some time. And we both gotta hold on to the bit of faith inside. Look at us now. We got trust issues. How do we move on from this? 'Cause we got trust issues. I can't take back what I did. Now we got trust issues. I'm scared I caused too much damage, and I feel like we can be fixed. We gotta move on. It's time to break the cycle. I know you're trying everything, but you can't forget what I did. There's an emptiness when you look in my eyes. Picture in my body pressed against the end of the lies. I told to keep it quiet. I broke down. Let it all out. I know you hate me right now. I can't believe I did this to myself. Is it too late? Are we too far gone? What do we do? Look at us now. We got trust issues. How do we move on from this? 'Cause we got trust issues. I can't take back what I did. Now we got trust issues. I'm scared I caused too much damage, and I feel like we can be fixed. We got trust issues. I'm scared I caused too much damage, and I feel. Every move, we can't trust.
trust issues. I can't get too close to you. Yeah, we got trust issues. I'm scared I caused too much damage, and I feel like we can't be fixed. We got trust issues. How do we move on from this? 'Cause we got trust issues. I can't take back what I did. Now we got trust issues. I'm scared.
Leo, brand spanking new black gold in the studio.
Hello.
Hi, girlies.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Very good.
Can't complain.
Can't complain. Just having a lovely day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Stay Focused. It's your brand new single. It's kind of a mix of old school R&B vibes, bit of dance hall. Very good tune. I love it.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about let's start with inspirations. How you guys started musically? Because obviously you're going to have a lot of the same inspirations.
100%.
Growing up in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So I don't know, like, just growing up, I feel like we've always been singing from we were small. Mum plays music, just that dancehall, that R&B in the house just influenced us. And Mariah Carey, Whitney.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All the greatest vocals. We were just like, oh my god, I want to sing like that.
Yeah.
Like,
did you find as twins? Because obviously people listening might not know you're twins, yeah. Identical twins.
Yeah.
I know because I'm looking at you and you're identical to each other. But did you feel as twins, oh, I want to like different stuff from her because I want to be different? Or was it like you naturally just vibed to the same thing and that was kind of nice? Because I know that twins react in different ways to those kind of things.
I feel like we love the same stuff. We got the same taste, but there's that tiny little difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's that tiny one thing that she might like, whether it's, I don't know, let me just say, like, she likes flares, trousers, say for instance, it's not true, but she likes flares, trousers, and I just like it more skinny.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because in terms of the way you look, like, you, although you are identical twins, you are very different.
Yeah. We like to look different.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, I can tell you're twins, but you're definitely very different. You've got different energies, different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work musically when you decided to do something together? That's a big decision to make for twins. You're together all the time and then you're working together all the time.
Like any relationship, I feel like we squabble. We're like, nah, Sophia, man. And she's like, no, trust me, it's this. So we'll go back and forth for time until we're actually like, okay, cool.
It
might even blow up into a massive argument, but we get there.
Out. But you get over it quicker probably than two people that aren't related.
100%. Yeah.
But don't do an Oasis, girls.
Oh, no.
Your mum wouldn't let that happen.
Not at all.
We won't let that happen.
No. I love that you guys literally say, sometimes talk at the same time. But I've got mates that I do that with who I see all the time. We say the same phrases. So it obviously makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Do you have, and I promise you this is the last question about twins. Do you have any telepathic twin vibes?
Do you know what? Probably most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like you said, with friends, I'm not here to say, oh, 100% because we're twins, but I know for a fact that if something was to happen, we're like, oh my god, you know, I was just about to say that.
Or
I was thinking the same thing, or I saw that as well just yesterday, or I dreamt the same
thing.
It's
telepathic, babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just allow it. It's telepathic. I'm sorry, but I do believe that.
Yeah, I think we do as well. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm here for it, girls. Yeah. I'm here for it. Tell me a little bit about how it's going so far, it being Black Gold. Like, obviously, Stay Focused is doing really well. Like, streams are going really well. You're connecting with the fans. People are loving the music. But how do you guys feel it's going from your side?
Oh, my God. Gas mode. Like, we are literally stuck in gas mode. I don't even think I'm sleeping properly because I'm just so gassed.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, getting up, like, Shireen, let me just check Instagram
again. Oh, that is so nice. That is so lovely to hear.
Because it's a first release. It's like, I didn't expect it. So
to go so well as well.
Yeah.
Well, but I think as well, there's something to be said for it. It doesn't matter if the first doesn't go well, but when it does, it's sweet, sweet relief.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, I think there is so much for... I mean, there are songs that came out 6 months, a year ago that are now banging now, and people are like, oh, this came out a year ago, but no one else knows that. But it's so relieving when you're a new artist or a new band or whatever to kind of have that gratification. Where did the name come from?
So we was once called another name, probably won't mention, but some little childish name that we had from young.
Love
and
it.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the label.
I really want to know what it is now.
D Twins.
Oh my God, cute! Love that.
The label kind of obviously that signed us, which is an independent label, they was just like, girls, do you really think you want to keep that name? And we were just like, why, what's wrong with it?
It's quite 90s.
Yeah.
It's quite, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's quite 90s, noughties, like I can imagine, like Brandy era. Yeah. Like I can imagine there being D Twins in the Brandy era.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But then, yeah, we're just like, okay, they obviously don't like it, so let's change it. And it is very kind of
childish.
So... we're just like, our favourite colour is black gold, so why not? Black
same,
gold.
Actually.
Is it?
Gold's like my favourite colour, and I love black as well.
Love, yeah.
Yeah, very good name, girls, very good name. tell me a little bit about this year, because obviously last year you did loads of great things. You performed with Migos, like, and the late Juice WRLD, which is incredible.
Oh,
what's your biggest kind of hope for the year ahead?
Well, last month we opened up for Ty Dolla $ign.
So
in Las Vegas, Dre's bar. So that was
huge. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, no complaints. I can't sleep. I'm still gassed.
I am panicking, but it's all for good reason.
Yeah.
I think we're just looking for, like, just to put out a project now so everyone can know exactly what
we do,
what we do, how we sound.
Because you're obviously performing tracks. You're obviously performing more tracks. Like, what are you performing when you go out on live sets?
It's just free songs at the moment. So it's the free songs that we're pretty much kind of like gassed about, and everyone else is around us.
Okay.
So,
and are you going to put that as a project?
We'll add to our project. Yeah,
that will be added to our project. We want to put out like a, you know, quite a
beefy
bit of songs.
EP.
Yeah.
Or album or a mixtape.
Possibly.
Could be. I mean, as long as it shows everything that we can do, because we find ourselves very versatile. We don't want to just show you one thing. Oh, they just do R&B girls. No, that's not us. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
But I think also it's a requirement now. Yeah. You kind of need to experiment and do your thing and like work out where it is you want to sit in the music.
100%.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good 2020 so far.
Oh my God.
Huge.
Did you get to meet Ty Dolla $ign?
We did.
Is he nice?
Oh my really God,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
oh,
nice.
Oh, lovely. Chill. Always nice to hear. Always nice to hear. And what about more performances? Like, are you doing shows in London? Can we come and see you?
So no shows at the moment yet, but I mean, obviously we're sorting out booking agents and stuff. Like, our management's doing all of that. Yeah. So everything's, starting up.
Oh God,
nice,
kicking off. And when's the next single coming? Can you tell us?
Don't know yet, but you will find out if you follow our socials.
Yes, which is at BLKGLD_official. So go get that.
Yes.
Girlies, we're going to play your debut single, Stay Focused. Congratulations on all the early success. It's really exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing what's to come.
Thank you.
Do you want to introduce this for us?
So this is Black Gold, BLKGLD, Stay Focused.
Thinking about you in my mind, I just can't pretend. Do you feel the way that I'm feeling? Only call when it's 2 a.m. No, should I pick up? Shouldn't give in. I'm stuck, but I can't stop thinking. But I can't stop feeling. I've been craving your touch. And leave, I'm barely had enough. No, should I pick up? Shouldn't give in. I'm stuck, but I can't stop thinking. But I can't stop feeling. I've been craving your touch.
world. Stay focused. I have got Aiko in the studio with me.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good. What about you?
Yeah, really good. I love your hair.
Thank you very much.
You've got a sort of blue, dark blue dip dye.
Yeah.
I'm vibing it.
Thank you, yeah.
It's very nice. Why did you decide to go with dark blue?
Oh, I've done it when I was 13.
What, dark blue?
Yeah, and I kind of stick with it. It was, yeah.
Is it your trademark?
I think that at this point we can call it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I love that you kept that since you were, how old?
Yeah, 13, yes.
Incredible scenes. we are going to be playing your single, Bad Influence.
Yes.
It's the first song of the year. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. This is it's my most poppy kind of song. Mm-hmm. And I released it in January. We filmed a music video for it. And it was cool because, quite funnily, we filmed it as a summer music video, all that, but we filmed it in November. So we were freezing filming
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Fake it till you make it, though,
exactly.
Hun. I love it. You were born in Moscow, right?
Yeah.
And raised in the Czech Republic.
In the Czech Republic.
Tell me a little bit about how that inspired you musically, because I have no idea about music in those areas.
Actually, it's not just that their music inspires me, but it's everything, the mix of all of the cultures is mm-hmm. what you can hear in my music, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But tell me a little bit about growing up, like what kind of music did you listen to?
I mostly listen to indie pop kind of stuff.
Yeah, UK or US or based in...
Everything.
Because is there artists from the Czech Republic that you...
I feel like in Czech Republic, people mostly do Czech music. They don't really do music in English, and I mostly listen to music in English.
Okay.
So that was mostly UK and US artists. But I do appreciate artists from Sweden or Norway. They have a special kind of vibe for me as well.
Oh, okay. And would you ever do a song, because what language do you... What?
I speak a lot of languages.
Yeah,
Can I just
tell me, I'm always so impressed with people who are multilingual. Tell me a little bit about how many languages you speak.
I speak Czech, Russian, English and German.
Whoa!
Yep.
And how easy is it to... I always imagine it must be really tough to go in and out in your mind... When you're speaking another language, are you thinking in a different language? Like, how does it work?
I feel like you think in the language that you speak in.
Right.
That's the thing. It just clicks and you think in that language.
That is mad, isn't it?
That's weird because sometimes when you speak to yourself, I speak to myself the last language that I spoke is what speaks in my head. But when
weird.
I switch, it's the... Yeah, exactly.
So what's your favourite language?
Oh, you can't say. I like to write in English.
Yeah.
I like to think in Czech. But in my family, we speak in Russian. That's weird. Yeah.
So there's so much going on. But it must help you with your, like, writing and making music because you've got so much kind of inspiration. Yeah,
there is a lot of inspiration from other songs that... I feel like in Russian or in Czech.
Yeah.
They're different, yeah, absolutely.
Would you ever do tracks in Russian or Czech or German?
I was thinking of writing one in Czech, actually, but I'm still sticking to English at this point.
Yeah? Are you living in London now?
Yep, I've been living in London since September.
And how are you finding it?
I love it.
Yeah?
The city's vibrant and I just love it.
What are the main sort of differences, you'd say, from the Czech Republic to here, like, was there, like, culturally or physically anything that was, like, a big shock when you moved here?
There wasn't a big shock. I just really enjoy how alive the city is. Because if you think about it, London has around 10 million of people, population.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The entire Czech Republic has so many people.
Really?
So that's just the main difference, and I love it.
Yeah. There's more people here?
Yeah.
Oh, I get you. How often do you go home?
Like once a month to visit my family.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So you don't miss it too much.
Yeah.
The music video for this track landed yesterday.
No.
So no?
The music video for Bad Influence was released in January, but yesterday...
Sorry, no, for
no,
Down.
For Down, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we released a music video for Down and it was filmed here in London.
Because that's your latest single, Down.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the video.
The video was filmed in a church and it's very, like, aesthetic-like and very visually pleasing and I dance in it, so I think you should check it out.
I'm going to. Because it was dropping yesterday, I didn't get a chance to see it, but
no
I'm
worries.
Really excited to watch it. Tell me about the dancing, though. Are you a dancer? Is that a natural...
Okay, so I've been doing pole dancing for 2 years now.
Shut up.
Yep.
I'm obsessed.
I love it, yeah.
I'm desperate to start pole dancing.
You should.
Tell me that it's you pole dancing in a church.
I wish. But not as cool. It's contemporary dance, but it's also cool.
No, let's talk about pole dancing more, because that's really
that's
interesting.
That's what you want to do.
Tell me how, because it's very physically hard.
I couldn't do a push-up before I started pole dancing, but I think it looks harder than it actually is. You just got to start.
Have you seen Hustlers, the film?
Mm-mm.
With Jennifer Lopez, she plays
a
pole dancer.
Mm-mm.
Incredible. Incredible.
Okay. Is she dancing in it, like properly dancing?
Oh, no. The whole cast is properly. Ooh. Cardi B, everyone is.
Oh, I should watch it.
Yes,
okay.
it's incredible. But are you still pole dancing?
I am. Now I dance 3 times a week. It's just it's gone from 1 to 10 real
Does
quick.
It keep you really fit?
I like to keep myself fit, yeah.
But it does pole dancing, yeah.
It's really, it's quite like physically demanding.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I need to start. You're actually a composer as well, right?
Yes.
How does that influence and how does it help you when you're making music?
Do you mean composer in like just writing music as itself?
Well, composing is not something that generally pop artists can do. Like, it's not like a lot of pop artists can't compose music. So has it kind of informed you in any way?
I just started recently, so I'm just learning to do it.
Oh, wow.
But I typically do it with some other people as well.
It must be tough.
Yeah, it is very... So when you want to make it sound professional, it's different a bit. Yeah.
What is composing then, to anyone listening that doesn't really know? Because I want to know like the ins and outs of how... Is it just how you can write music in the note form?
That's not just how you write music, but it's also how the instruments interact with each other, how it all goes in together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how is that going for you? Are you enjoying learning?
I do, yeah. It's you can see it from the inside, and that's great. It's always good. It's inspiring. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about Down. What is it all about?
So Down is a bit of a different song for me because I wrote it like a year ago, and it's a bit of a darker song. It's heavy on drums, and you should watch the video. That's whole thing that I'm gonna say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you tell us, because we're on the radio, tell us a little. Talk us through the video about how it represents the song.
Talk us through the video. Okay. I think the song, it's because it starts off quite calm and then it escalates and escalates to the highest point. And the dance to it is accompanied as well because I dance more actively and more with more emotion until the end.
Yeah, there's quite a crescendo at the end, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And because the
church, excited to see it
represents something like saint for you.
Yeah.
Are
you a religious person?
Not really.
It's just a beautiful... It's also a beautiful location.
Yeah, it's visually very pleasing.
Yeah. And you filmed it here in London, yeah?
Yeah.
Who did you record it with?
I filmed it with my friend. Her name is Sina.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, and she's also an upcoming filmmaker.
Good to have talented friends, though, right?
Yeah.
Love it. And are you going to be doing any live shows coming up?
I am, actually. I was supposed to play in Stockholm and Copenhagen next week.
Oh, I love Copenhagen.
It's beautiful, but they're unfortunately cancelled because all of these... Yeah. But the closest one that I have in London is going to be at the George Tavern in April.
Lovely.
Yeah, on the 3rd.
Very exciting. On the 3rd of...
April.
Perfect.
Yes.
That sounds exciting. It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are going to be cancelled for the next couple of weeks, but we've still got the music.
At least we have time to work on new music.
Exactly.
Let's take it like that.
Yeah.
Be positive.
Are you dropping any more new music anytime soon?
I'm planning to drop a new song in the beginning of May.
Perfect.
So that's you should keep an eye out on that.
And you're also... You play a lot of instruments, right, as well?
I don't, actually. Unfortunately, I wish.
What instruments do you play?
I just play guitar and sing.
I can't play any instruments, so you're about 3 better than me already. When did you learn to play the guitar?
I was 15 and I went into a guitar shop. That's quite funny. And I just pointed at a guitar and I was like, this is pretty. I want this guitar.
Amazing.
And the man selling the guitar, he was like, do you want to maybe listen to it? Like how
you're
it
like,
sounds.
Nah.
Like, nah. Yeah, exactly. I was like, nah, it's just pretty. I'm going to buy this one. And it's just, now I'm playing it.
Perfect. I love that. That's very me, actually, because I like the vibe of being honest about the fact that you just like the pretty one.
Like, it's cool. I want this.
I have a guitar and I've never played it, so
it
I completely vibe with that.
Yeah, like, take photos with it.
Bad Influences. Influence. Is that the EP? Is that going to be the name of your next project?
The name of the EP is going to be Expiration Date.
Oh.
And it's all the singles that I'm releasing right now is going to form an EP.
Oh, okay. Mm. I thought so, because I thought it was going to be called Bad Influence after the lead single, but
no.
But that is going to be on it. Bad Influence is going to be on
yes.
it. Yeah. Okay, perfect. All right, babe. Well, let's have a little listen to Bad Influence then, shall we?
Yes, let's go for it.
Can you introduce it for me?
Bad Influence. Okay, so Bad Influence is kind of a song about youth, about celebrating youth, about being in the moment and just enjoying yourself, really.
Love it. Here we go.
Boy, I'm not your alibi. Please say things relevant. You know life ain't so hard when you just realize that people don't care. And you can shout and swear, and a big deal won't be a big deal in a week, I swear. Why am I even surprised? Affected by the signs. Keep on believing lies.
Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
When all that's left is cemetery, oh, and the price we paid is unbelievable. And I'm taking it as much as I can hold. We'll hear from things you never know. Make me less so. I want more. Or is it God at the mall? Call me crazy. Call me selfish. Say I'm neither.
Sawayama XS. I have got Frankie Zolfarino in the studio.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Also, Andy, say hi.
Hey.
Andy's on the guitar today, on the strings. Frankie, how you doing, babe?
I'm doing amazing. I just got here yesterday, so.
Where did you fly in from? New York?
From New York.
Amazing.
Yes.
Not a long flight.
No, not bad. 7 hours.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm excited to be here.
Is it okay to be in the UK right now? I mean, it seems like Donald likes us still.
I think so.
He's letting us fly back and forth, so yeah. It's fine.
So lucky for me.
I know. Yeah, it's great. When was the last time you were in the UK?
I was here back in October. I did an acoustic performance in Shoreditch.
Oh, so, how was that?
It was awesome. It was really great.
Do you like Shoreditch?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's like our Brooklyn,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Similar. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go on to Say Less. That's the new single. We're going to be performing it live in a little minute, aren't we?
Yes.
I saw you were on a billboard in Times Square. How was that?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even have words because it's still kind of surreal, but super special, especially because I grew up in New York and you travel there as a kid to the city. So I never like to see your face, you know, on a billboard is like
crazy.
I can't explain it. Yeah. But
was that like a life goal tick off?
Yeah, definitely. Incredible. Definitely like a bucket list moment for sure.
And this one's more of a disco vibe for you, isn't
yeah, this
it?
Is, it's like an R&B disco kind of record. Definitely dance inspired. So yeah.
You're a dancer.
I am.
Yeah.
Is I that, love to dance.
Did you, which came first, dancing or singing?
About around the same time. I think I started doing, I did a lot of musical theater growing up. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get into like more pop music till I got a little bit older.
Got you.
But yeah, pretty much around the same time, I grew up playing sports. I didn't know I could do either singing or dancing until I was like 12, and my mom put me in a hip hop class.
Amazing.
Yeah, and didn't tell my dad. And now here I am, singing and dancing for my life.
Which we love.
Crazy. Yeah.
We love.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the start of your, like, tell us a little bit about your musical journey. Teach us Brits about how it all began for you.
So when I was 18, I was in a boy band called WOW. And that was kind of my first start into, I guess, like being a professional, you know, singer. And I did that for a while, and the group split up, and then I started my solo career. I was on a TV show called The Next with Joe Jonas and Gloria Estefan, and I did that, and I've actually was in...
Icons, by the way.
Yeah, I was. I opened up for Westlife when I was in the boy band.
Amazing.
So I got to tour here once before. It was like my first tour ever. I got to perform at the London O2 Arena, and so that was pretty amazing. And
love Westlife.
Yeah, it was incredible. They were probably my favorite group I've ever got to open up for. Just like the nicest guys.
We've had a member of Westlife on the show before, haven't we, Nat? Yeah, we had Brian on a little while ago.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And he's a lot of fun. He's very naughty.
Yes.
Very naughty.
Yes. I got like, I'll never forget that at the end of the tour, they took us out. I was still just only like 20, maybe just turned 21.
Incredible.
And we had to get on the flight the next day, and it was quite a flight. I'll never forget it. I don't even know how I made it onto the flight. Let's put it that way.
Amazing. What did you get up to? Did you just go to a pub? How did it?
Yeah, they took us to like this like private like club, and they were just like, we were drinking and drinking. It was insane. I was like, I don't even know what is happening. I'll never forget the next morning because I wasn't fully packed yet. And I was just like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, fuck it. Whatever I got with me is what I'm taking home. I can't even function right now. I just know I need to get on this flight.
Isn't it funny? Like when we're in that situation, you're just like, nothing else matters.
No.
I'm going to literally leave half my belongings because I can't handle it.
I couldn't do it.
Incredible.
So, yeah.
And so what would you say? Because obviously you've done a lot. You said Joe Jonas was your mentor on that show as well. Wasn't it? And obviously Gloria Estefan, huge star, amazing.
Yeah, Gloria Estefan, Nelly was on the show as well, so that was pretty cool.
Love Nelly.
Yeah.
Love Nelly. Not wearing the plasters anymore, Nelly.
No.
Was he wearing the plasters at the time?
No, no.
That's a shame.
I know.
What's been the career highlight so far, would you say, though?
Oh, that's so difficult because I've had so many, but I would probably say the biggest career highlight, besides all of like the incredible things I've gotten to do and opening up for people, I think the biggest highlight has been just being able to like inspire other people and through like my own journey and my ups and downs, and using that as a platform just to show people that, you know, you could push for anything you want, and, you know, always to keep believing in yourself. And it's been like a crazy journey for me. I've had some incredible moments and some not so incredible, and you know, just a lot of no's before you get that one yes. And I think probably I would honestly say at this point the Billboard might have been such a highlight.
Yeah.
And I just,
it's
like,
it's lovely
seeing,
to have something so recent be a highlight as well.
And just,
you know,
like seeing my two nieces, you know, they're little, you know, 2 and 6, just seeing them like look at it makes me know that like they believe that anything is possible. So that was definitely one of the most special moments for me.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about what you're up to while you're in the UK.
So I'm here. I have a show next Thursday, if it's still on.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. It's in Notting Hill. Doors open at 7:30. So yeah, it's going to be awesome if it happens. I hope so.
We hope so too.
Yeah, I'll be here. I have some recording sessions and a bunch of other, you know, meetings and stuff like that happening. And I'm just excited. I've been wanting to like really come out here and push my music here, and you know, so that was my goal for this year, is to come to Europe and like really kind of make my mark here. So that's what I'm working on.
Well, I'm really excited, honestly.
Thank you.
I'm excited for everything that we're going to hear, all the new music as well.
Yes, me too.
Well, should we play a little bit of what you've got? Like, I'd love to hear Say Less.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I've got all the mics in the right place.
There we go. Yeah. Said, I don't know what you do to me, but you got my heart, girl. And if your love was like my jewelry, that pendant's a star, girl. You blow my mind every time we're together, girl, you know you are. Treasure to me, can't you see? You're the pot of gold I'm looking for. Woo! Say less, I know what you're thinking. Say less, I know what you want. Say less, I know that you want it. Say less, say less, say less, I know what you're thinking. Say less, I know what you want. Say less, I know that you want it. Say less, say less, say less. Got me addicted by the taste of your lips. That ish blows my mind, girl. Your body's speaking out a language that speaks from inside, girl. Woo! You blow my mind every time we're together, girl. You know you are. Dancing on me, can't you see? Got that bottle of love I'm looking for. Woo. Say less, I know what you're thinking. Say less, I know what
what you want, say less. I know that you want it, say less. Say less, say less. I know what you're thinking, say less. I know what you want, say less. I know that you want it, say less. Say less, say less. I know what you're thinking. I know what you want. I know that you want it. I know what you're thinking. I know what you want. I know that you want it. Sometimes less is more, cause words just don't justify what you really mean to me. So let's say less. Sometimes less is more, cause words just don't justify what you really mean to me. So let's say less.
Frankie, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
No, honestly, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
And fingers crossed, we'll all get to hear that again next Thursday in Notting Hill.
You're going to hear it like next Thursday and then for like the next 3 months on repeat.
Perfect.
You know? That's the goal.
Let's get it streaming. Let's get it on there.
Until you're sick and tired of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell me, I'm gonna play a game with you now.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
Don't be stressed.
Okay.
Because it is quite stressful.
Oh, great.
Just to make it even more stressful. You're not going to win £1 million. I'm sorry. That is what this music would suggest.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
This is Harriet's High Fives. In this game, I ask you 5 questions about you.
Okay.
Frankie Zolfarino.
Okay.
You are going to find out things that you never knew about yourself.
Oh, no.
So a lot of the questions are quite weird, so don't panic.
Okay.
Are you ready for question one?
Yes.
According to Spotify, in which city have you got the highest number of listeners? Now, don't worry. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Madrid, London, or New York?
Madrid.
Correct. Frankie, off to a great start. Well done, babes. By the way, not to stress you out even more, but you are up against a lot of other musicians in this game.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. But you're on a good track. You've got 1 out of 5 already.
Okay.
In 2015, you were interviewed by a journalist of the Digital Journal. What was his name? Was it Gracelyn Santos, Yitzi Weiner, or Marcos Papadatos?
Marcos.
Well done. You are smashing it right now. Going to even give you a little ding there. What was your first Instagram post? Was it a picture of you on stage in China, a picture of you on a beach, or a picture of you wearing a denim jacket?
China.
Oh, my days. He's absolutely killing it out here. What was... Okay, in your YouTube video, Anything Acoustic, Frankie Zolfarino, London Sessions, you're wearing a T-shirt. What is the colour of that T-shirt? Was it red, grey, or black?
Black.
Incorrect, Frankie!
No way. No way.
It's grey.
In my set, London acoustic anything?
Yeah.
No, it was black. I think it just looks grey in the video.
Okay, well...
I promise you.
Okay, I'm going to give him that, because he is actually the person that was wearing it.
I know for a fact. I'm going to show you the picture.
Oh, my God.
You remember, right? It was a black shirt.
I believe you.
Okay, I get the point.
This is the last one. 4 out of 5.
Okay.
You're in it to be alongside Emily Burns and Goran with 5 out of 5. If not, you're going to be alongside Poppy Ajuda, Call Me Loop, Shay Lingo with 4 out of 5.
All
okay.
Right.
And a few more.
Okay.
All right. How many tweets are on your profile, including retweets? 12.7. Yeah. 13.8. Sorry, the music's about to run out. That's why I'm panicking. Mm-hmm. 12.7, 13.8, or 11.6? That's 1,000.
12.7.
Mate, 5 out of 5!
Yes! I love
Frankie
to win.
Frankie Zolfarino knows himself very well. Good
My
lad.
Friends are probably laughing like, yes, he does.
Mate, I'm very proud of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You take the top of the leaderboard with Emily Burns and Goran. And that's literally 2 out. There's been like 50 people who've done this. And you are in the top quadrant. So congratulations.
big accomplishment. Maybe this might go on my top accomplishment list.
Please. Can it be the best thing that's happened to you in your whole career?
Yes.
I've got 5 out of 5 in Harriet's High Fives.
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, babe. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. Honestly, it's so lovely to meet you.
You too.
Is there anything you're really excited to do while you're in London? Like eating or...
Well, definitely my roast. I can't wait.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to a good Sunday roast. And of course, you know, just performing, getting to meet, see some old fans and getting to meet new ones. And
incredible.
You know, that's always, of course, you know, my favorite thing. But definitely a good roast, of course.
Oh, my God, very important. Andy, are you a big fan of roasts?
Very big fan.
Yeah? Are you going to be taking Frankie out, making sure he gets a good roast?
That sounds weird.
Well,
I'm not going to answer that.
Well, Sean told me she's going to make me a homemade roast.
Oh, she knows what she's doing.
She says she's the best.
Sean is like the king. Like, yeah. She knows everything about everything.
So I'm like, we're going to see. All right.
Yeah, she's a babe. She'll sort you out. Don't you worry. In fact, I'm going to make her make me a roast as well.
Sunday dinner, come over.
Oh, my God, please. I actually want to do that. Also, you might end up being stuck here for ages. So enjoy it.
Well, I just told someone, I go, well, I guess I really need to make it here then. If that's the case, there's no other option.
Babe, you're going to make it here because you're going to be here.
That's right.
Guys, thank you so much. Good luck next week, next
thank
Thursday.
You so
Everyone
much.
Go and check out Frankie's
Thursday.
Social media. It's FJ Zolfarino on Instagram and Twitter. So go and check it out. All the information about the gig will be on there. And we hopefully will see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Flipping through all of these magazines, telling me who I'm supposed to be. Way too good at camouflage. Can't see what I am, I just see what I'm not. I'm guilty about everything that I eat. Feeling myself as a felony. Jedi level sabotage. Voices in my head make up my entourage. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. Enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder when I love me is enough. After all the times I went and fucked it up, I wonder when I love me is enough. My head should be paying rent. I'm way too good at listening. All these comments fucking up my energy. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. I need myself. Oh, why do I compare myself to everyone? And I always got my finger on the self destruct. I wonder when I love me is enough.
Demi Lovato, I Love Me. This track, obviously focusing on self-love. and making that leap from loving everyone around you to loving yourself. Very important stuff, Demi. Very, very here for this. Also, just really vibe with Demi Lovato. I think she's awesome. She's been through a lot, and she does it all through music and puts it out there. So I think it's very nice to hear artists being so honest, you know, about mental health. And also, loving yourself is very important. How, if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else, as the Queen RuPaul says? And it's a first kind of in-depth look at what she went through over the last year, because we know she relapsed and had a bit of a tough time. And I just think she's really good because she does put it into the music and make sure that people... I mean, it must be tough being in the public eye and going through... Imagine going through the hardest thing in your life and it being shone to the world, and everyone just knows and sees everything you're doing. It must be so stressful. On the sort of subject of mental health, actually, Lewis Capaldi has launched a mental health sort of scheme alongside his gigs, which I think is wonderful. It's the scheme is made to help fans who attend his concert that suffer from panic attacks and anxiety. He came up with the idea after sort of getting messages from fans saying that he'd really help them by talking about his mental health struggles. And so he set up this thing. It's a scheme. It's an online service that fans can access, and it provides information about help that they can get at each individual concert, and also meeting points for fans who attend concerts alone. I think this is so amazing and important, because actually you can kind of really create a safe space for people to be able to go to gigs on their own, because I think people just don't do that. I mean, I went to the cinema for the first time on my own recently. It was such a lovely experience, to kind of an empowering experience. But I think going to a concert where everyone around you is with somebody else must be really, really scary. And but sometimes you don't have anyone to go with, or people don't like, maybe people don't like Lewis Capaldi, so they don't want to come with you, which is weird because he's great. But yeah, it's just a lovely thing that he's set up. So big up to Lewis Capaldi on that. It's really, really wonderful. I just think we obviously talk about mental health in the music industry so much on this show. And there is a reason for that, because I think it's one of the most important things in the world. I think it's like something that we should all be focusing on and talking about, but in all areas. You know, I think there's, I was recently at my local pub, and they were doing a fundraiser for mental health with bar staff and people who work behind bars and in environments where it can be tough, and you know, you're working around alcohol, and it's just a really important thing. And I think the more we talk about it, the better it's going to get. Okay, I'm going to play some morning music for you, and then Day is going to be coming into the studio. This track I am obsessed with. It's the new one from Darko. It's Juicy featuring Hardy Caprio. It's following, obviously, Gangster, which was a huge success. This is a real banger, and she's said about it, she really wanted to celebrate black beauty in this video, focusing on dark skin tones. That was a quote from her from an article we found. And in the music video, it's just basically the whole vibe. Like, I just am obsessed, and this track is massive. So bang it out. This is Juicy.
Sweet like Indomie. Swear I get you for Insta, but you acting like you don't know me. Just a dangerous, yeah, yeah, yeah. With the way you move, so contagious, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you acting like you don't know me. You're so juicy. Take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy. But you're such a cutie. You're so juicy. Take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy. But you're such a cutie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sexy melanin. I'ma catch a felony for you. Hit my adrenaline. Let me sip this Hennessy. Come through. If you want it, I got it. Action, no talking. No stalling, no fronting. But you acting like you don't know me. You're so juicy. Take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy. But you're such a cutie. You're
you're so juicy. Take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy. But you're such a cutie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sweet Belinda, looking like Eva. So if you want ginger, baby, you go vibe this fever. Let me pull up to your bumper, I'll be your sponsor. I'ma do you like a hustler. You be my baby lover, I'ma be your foster. Make a take it for some non-star. Brown skin like Eva, sweet like Indomie. Should I get you for Insta? But you acting like you don't know me. You're so dangerous, yeah, yeah, yeah. With the way you move, so contagious, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you acting like you don't know me. You're so juicy, take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy, but you're such a cutie. You're so juicy, take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy, but you're such a cutie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
High hate off, shout out Durex, life save off. Every other day I get a high stranger. What's good, babe? Mind late off. Brand new garden, 5-acre. Brand new brown and white A-class. Old school ting though, 5-day pass. My teams never need a vibrator.
You're so juicy, take a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy, but you're such a cutie.
You're so juicy. You're so juicy.
Juicy, what a banger. Please welcome Daya to the studio.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, darling?
I am very well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Living your bestest life.
Almost, yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah, near enough.
We are going to talk today about Care City EP, which is due out on the 10th of April. Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's the follow-up to Lover Loner, mm-hmm. And it actually goes quite deep, this EP. It covers a sort of really dark period of your life, which it must have been, I guess, intimidating, is not the right word, or was it intimidating? Was it tough to kind of put that on paper, or did it feel cathartic?
I feel like it was just a natural thing. Do you know what I mean? If you go through something, you express it in different ways, and that's how I chose to sort of let it out. So, yeah, I didn't find it too difficult. I thought I'd find it more difficult than I did.
And how are you feeling ahead of the release?
I'm just excited because, I just want it to be out there now.
You're naturally very honest in your music anyway.
Thank you. I try to be.
So I feel like it's not going to be that much of a scary thing to release this, right?
For sure. I think there are certain things I admit in there which I actually wouldn't really want anyone to know.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot that I say. Like, my mum heard one of the songs the other day. She was like, "You all right? When did that happen?"
Yeah.
However, I try and be as authentic as possible. So if I've got to say what I've got to say, I will.
I feel like there are some thoughts and feelings that we all have that if you said them out loud, people would be quite like, "What? Oh, gosh, I didn't realise that led you to feel like that."
Yeah, for sure. But then on the same sort of sentence, then some people will be like, "I also have experience." Yeah. So there's a balance to it, I suppose.
I was having a conversation with one of my mates who's in the same industry as us, but similar job to me. Mm. And we were talking about a certain kind of like thing that we worry about. Mm. And it was exactly the same. And they were like, "Oh, like, I can't believe you worry about same thing as me." And I think it's so nice to have that connection with someone in real life.
For sure.
And when you get it from someone who is, you know, you're a fan of their music, it's like, you know, when your fans listen to it and they can relate to it.
Yeah.
So impactful.
For sure. Well, that's hopefully what I hope to get from the release of it, hopefully.
Well, let's talk through the EP. It kicks off with Vent House Suite, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Joe.
Great name.
Yeah.
Vent House Suite. Thank you. Love that. is it a bit of a vent?
Yeah, it's a sad vent though. It's not like an angry one. It's more of like a reflective vent, pretty much. So it's still a vent in my mind.
We all love a vent, hun.
Every day. You've got just a little one.
I feel like today I'm quite venty.
Yeah. I was like that this morning.
Do you know what I mean?
It was mad. Yeah.
So, you know, TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see a lot of like basically 12 to, I would, maybe even younger, maybe like 8 to like 14 year olds. Mm. They walk around and do TikToks just as they're walking. God, I really nearly had a vent house suite at these two girls on the way to here today. I was like coming onto the escalator of a tube and they started to do one on the escalator. Oh, and I was like,
do you know
no!
What I mean? Now is that's not the
and
place.
And I just went, excuse me! like real old woman vibes.
I was going to say it sounded a bit.
Yeah, oh
old
no.
Old woman vibe. No,
oh,
no,
yeah.
No, but
I could have battered them with my handbag. It would have really made me look even, probably younger than I already looked. But I totally get that energy. And even though this is probably a much more serious thing, I think we all do need a bit of a vent every now and again.
100%. I agree.
And it actually covers sort of being judged and mistreated in the world. And tell us a little bit about the process of the video. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I normally did sort of like storytelling videos, but I kind of decided I wanted to do something a bit more powerful and a bit mm-hmm. more impactful. So I literally just had the idea, went to the guy, shout outs to Jaron, and said, can we just put this together? I want it to be quite simple and for the focus to be on what I'm saying as opposed to just the video, do you know what I mean? So a bit of both.
Yeah. Do you enjoy to kind of do that 360? Like, it's not just about the music. You like to do the videos and the
100%. I love it. That's my thing. Yeah. I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. I'd like to do it more and more. But yeah, I love it.
And let's talk through the other tracks. Terminal 7 is the next track, right? Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to talk? We can
talk. Of course.
Yeah. And then I want to pronounce this right. Is it
Akopaziri? Yeah.
What does that mean?
Here's the thing. It doesn't. I made it up.
Oh so, God! Thank so. God. So I was like, "Wait, am I an idiot?" And you're going to be like, "Everyone knows what that
not
is."
No, I made it up. One day, someone was like, "How are you feeling?" I'm a bit odd. Yeah, I sometimes just make up words.
Hun, you're preaching to the choir.
You know what I mean? Okay, that's good then. That's good. So I was like, "Yeah, I'm feeling Akopaziri." And my friend was like, "You feeling what?" And I went, don't know, but I like the word.
I don't know, but the way you say that word is really lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Say it again.
Akopaziri.
I don't know. It's very calming to hear you say that.
Oh,
don't know why.
Appreciate that. The song is actually quite chilled. I think it's one of the most chilled, mellow songs I've got.
I obviously got the vibe.
You did. See?
I got the energy from
the
word.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I know what the word, even though I've never heard the word.
Now you have.
Wait, say it again.
Akopaziri.
Akopaziri. There, I got it. Boom.
Do you know what I mean? Done.
10th time lucky.
No, it was good.
So that's more of it. So Terminal 7.
Terminal 7's a bit mad. It's more, I don't actually rap or sing on it. It's an instrumental fusion. It's mad.
Okay. So that's kind of like is it almost like an interim track between?
Yeah. I guess you could call it that. Yeah. It's cool though.
Yeah. Sick. And then, so Akopaziri. Because I want to say it right.
You did say it right before, so.
Akopaziri.
Yeah. You got it.
It's like a chilled out kind of like vibe.
Mellows, mm-hmm. really mellow. Proper.
Made up word, love it already.
Thank you very much.
Then there's Chow.
Yeah.
Wait, am I saying it wrong?
Yeah. No, you're saying it right.
Chow.
No, Chow's just, it's a really savage song. That's. I really go into stuff that I really probably shouldn't have said in there.
Can we talk about what?
Yeah, of course. So I was teetotal for time. And
Alcohol or everything?
Everything.
Not assuming.
But literally did nothing.
Yeah.
No alcohol, no, not anything. And I went through what I went through last year and just teetotal just went out the window. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really mad. And I think I mentioned it in one of the verses how I've got my own yard like where I live, mm-hmm. but I ended up just sleeping on the high street of where I live for like 3 days.
Oh mate, and I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's cool, but I completely just lost my mind, and I talk about that in there, and just the person I became last year was just savage. Mm-hmm. I was not a nice person because of the result of pain and stuff. So mm-hmm. I kind of talk about what I did whilst going through that kind of
it's amazing
vibe.
To own that as well, like
for sure.
It's such a scary place to be in when you completely lose, I guess, grip on your own happiness
fully. And I couldn't even tell you what I liked anymore, what I didn't like, who I was. It was one of those times. So
and is it, I don't want to be too personal, but do you feel better now? Do you feel on the other side of it? Are you teetotal again? Like, what was your energy after that? Did you?
I was put into a rehab facility, and that was cool. And then I came out and...
But important, like, I've got so many friends who've done the same, and it's can be fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I think it's just getting yourself there.
Which you have to do yourself, I think.
You have, yeah, regardless. Someone can drag you there, but you just run away again, do you know what I mean? So that was helpful, but then when I came back out, it wasn't very good. I kind of just went back, relapsed. Mm-hmm. And so now I still go to a recovery program type thing.
Fantastic, yeah.
So I'm getting myself back. But I'm mentally, I'm way better than I was before. Like,
that's
fully
amazing.
So yeah, I'm doing well.
I think it's really incredibly brave and also admirable to be in the position you're in this second. Like, as we're talking to each other, you are able to talk about something that happened so recently that's so dark and so stressful for you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, obviously I've only just met you, but I can see from your energy that you're like, you know, you feel like a happy person.
Yeah, for sure. I've now,
and a calm happy person,
super calm. Yeah. Like, I'm so like, last year I was on the, well no today sorry I was on the train and someone stepped on my shoe. Yeah, last year, well, I don't know, but when someone, they was like, I'm sorry, I was like, no, it's cool, it's all right, just step, you can, like, it doesn't
it is
so
annoying when people step on your shoes,
slightly though. Annoying, do you know what I mean? But
especially if they're new or white,
it's not, I know, it's, that's the worst. Thank goodness these are olds and battered trainers, it's all right. But yeah, I was like, no, it's cool. And there's little things I notice in myself where I'm just way more chilled and just happier.
It's weird how much I was actually, I experienced recently a lady who was clearly going through something really intense in a shop. And I felt like all I wanted to do was go and give her a hug, because it was that thing of things were ticking her off that she didn't even mean. I could tell she didn't even mean it.
Yeah.
And I felt so awful for her. And I felt like there is so many people out there. She had a little boy. And there are so many people out there who haven't got the access to help.
For real. I think that's one of the major issues that we have, you know.
And it's almost sort of echoed with this corona thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you've got money or if you've got a support system, you're going to be okay.
I know.
And it scares me, because I am lucky. I have an incredible support system. I have a great job, and I have, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Even if the worst was to happen, I think I'd be all right and I'd be able to. But there are people that there is just no other option. And it's terrifying.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah, it's heartbreaking to know that that's the case. And that's one thing I feel like support from when I was going through what I was going through. At the beginning, I didn't have any. Mm-hmm. And it just...
Well, you did it for yourself from what it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I looked at myself in the mirror one day. I was like, who are you? I remember, I haven't always had these... I remember, like, I started cutting my hair off and I put some next blue wig on and I looked at myself like, what are you doing? And I had to talk to myself, and then my mum was like, I really don't know what is going on, blue wig. And then I was walking around with some, like, 6-inch stiletto, I don't know, mad.
We've all got a story,
do you know what I mean?
We've all got to test out looks.
True, do you know what I mean? Yeah,
I have had some savage looks in my time.
So have I, believe me.
We've got to go through those to reach our, like, most paying self, though.
For real. Yeah,
the glow up is real,
I'm telling you.
But also equally, I just want to say that I think releasing songs like that does make a difference in terms of raising awareness, because when you see those people, like, who are struggling in real life and you hear people talking about it on the radio and in their music, it raises awareness to the point where actually we probably will start doing something about it, like nation. Hopefully, because I know that mental health is becoming much more important for the government, but even more needs to be done. So
yeah,
good for you for like doing that for other people.
Appreciate it.
Next track on the EP is Mars.
Right, here's the thing. So Mars is about a previous relationship I was in, and it went downhill because, I mean, he's a great person and that, but my addiction process, he couldn't quite deal with it, and which understandable, it's a lot. And he met me when I was teetotal, so he was a bit like, well, what is this? So Mars is basically about me saying I feel like I'm on Mars and you're the sane one on planet Earth, and I'm up here and you're just not getting it. So that it's quite emotional, that song, actually. I don't really get emotional recording stuff, but in that one, I think I cried actually halfway through. Yeah, there's a little tear situation going on.
Is that maybe unresolved feelings and towards the situation of?
I think if I'm going to be really honest, which might sound unfair, I think I just expected a bit more understanding and support.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
With so many situations. And that's totally fine for you. And it's totally fine that they couldn't deal with it.
Of course.
But it's also totally fine for you to have expected more from someone.
For sure, for sure. So it's not an F you type of thing. It's not anything like that. Or me starting shouting. It's actually just like, well, this is the way it is and it's got to deal with it.
Do you feel differently about this song because it's more vulnerable?
I'd say
in terms of the emotion that you felt when you recorded it, or is it similar to the other songs?
I think it's more, I think I'd say it's, I sing like 90% in it, and I don't really like singing, actually. I prefer rapping. So the fact that I sang it is sort of deep for me anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, I do think it's just slightly more emotional because that situation was intense. And I think if it wasn't for my addiction, we probably wouldn't, do you know what I mean? So bit peak.
But also it might, I feel like, just not trying to be like an agony aunt.
Yeah, no, crack on.
But I feel like putting that on yourself is wrong because if it wasn't the addiction, it would have been something else.
That is, do you know what I mean? Wise words.
I don't feel like you can put that on you. Yeah, because that's probably slightly what you're doing, is being like, if I hadn't done this, it's like, actually, that's not true because it would have been something else in a year's time or... 2 years time or 10 years time, which is
either
even
way
worse.
Still yeah of course. No, I rate that. Yeah, makes sense,
because I am also an agony aunt.
I can tell. I'm very
a
impressed.
Relationship expert.
Yeah,
I'm single. I'm definitely not a relationship expert. And then it's Liquor, which is obviously from what we've been talking about, that's an open book song.
Yeah that's just about me losing everything I once believed in and just turning into some. People will call it, right? So I had like a nickname because my mates were calling me Shaquanda. It's like, it's sort of like a name they gave me for the way that I was sort of being. Because I've got an auntie called Shaquanda and she's crazy. So it was one of them. They were just like, you're a mini Shaquanda. You know what I mean?
Kind of like your alter ego in a way. Like this, person you were shrinking.
I'm telling you, like, I was mad. I don't know what was going on. So yeah, that's what it's about.
And then we finish with Lament.
Yeah, so that's actually the same sort of track. They're
sort this together?
Combined.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a combination type thing. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, Liquor Lament, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I just put a comma in when I didn't mean to in my
that's
sentence.
Right.
Oh, well, beautiful. I'm really excited to hear the full EP.
Thank you.
And it's just been so nice to actually chat to you about it. I'm a fan, and there's a lot of other people that are massive fans. And feel like, actually... these awful things that happen in our lives, reaching rock bottom, tend to be that moment of great fantasticness that comes out of it, you know?
I feel that so strongly.
And I can feel it. I feel like that level of calmness from you that I feel will be really beneficial, and it just seems things are going to be fantastic for you, babe.
They will. Living my best life. Yeah.
When can we see you perform? Are you going to do a performance alongside the EP launch?
Do you know what? I'm doing... Hugh Stevens from BBC is doing an event on the something of April.
Amazing.
I'm performing. I've got quite a few coming up in April. So
just check out I Am Deya, which is DEYAHH. I always say that wrong. on Instagram and Twitter, and everyone can catch up with everything on there. We're going to play in a second, not quite yet, we're going to play Event House Suite, which I love, by the way. And the video is beautiful. Everyone go and check it out. But I'm just really excited that you're back and the EP is coming.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been about 8-9 months.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's, yeah.
I can imagine you've got itchy feet, like you're ready to get this
serious.
Out.
I was just like, come on now. Do you know what I mean? But you know, with music, there's a whole process and all of that, but you've got to deal with it.
And I appreciate your honesty and how much you've put into this EP, because I think it's not just great for you, but great for other people who are going to hear it.
For sure.
Babe, lovely to meet you as
and
well.
And you.
Stay safe out there in these streets, because
I know,
hand wash.
For real, this corona.
Don't
do you
even.
Know what? Should we not even mention the nah. name? I don't know what, yeah.
Get that like. C out of here.
Exactly.
Daya, honestly, lovely to meet you, babe.
Oh, you too.
Thanks
cool.
for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And make sure you come back. Maybe we can do something live, have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to.
Seriously, stay safe.
Oh, well, you too.
EP's coming out 12th of March. It's called Care City. Can you introduce Vent House Suite for us?
Yeah. Vent House Suite is coming up now. And it's a sick song.
It is very sick.
I think.
You don't give that love anymore. You don't feel that love anymore. I know you feel like nothing at all. I know you feel so far from me. I believe in you. I got an icebox where my heart used to. And I believe in you despite what they say.
I got an icebox where my heart used to.
I believe in you.
Yeah,
I got an icebox where my heart used to. I believe in you despite what they say.
Disaster, I know it. Rita called Serena and brought Winona the gossip. Oh my lord, girls are on topic when they're off topic. Ask for receipts if you use my name for the profit. I don't answer questions when questioners know the answer. I will always question intentions, won't take no chances. Yes, I will invest in my brethren or future fathers. Hold tight for a second, no sense in serving two masters. Hold tight for a second, I reckon I'm onto something. I deal with depression but settle for what is coming. Look after my physical, mental's the one that's running. Love is unconditional, love ain't based on emotion. Why do I accept for the trouble to take its hold? Too young to be wishing to die, never too old. I don't search for issues, I'm searching still for the gold. Better yet, I found it and let it go, so I'm told.